www.spiritfmonline.com to all parts of Africa, Europe, Asia, Antarctica, Middle East, and the Americas. Spirit FM, positive soul music.
I hear the sound of a mighty rushing wind.
Welcome to Issues of Life on Spirit 88.3 FM. 60 minutes of news, prophecies, music, and the Word every Saturday from 8 to 9 p.m. Get revived, inspired, motivated, and warned about the times you're living in. Prophecies of old are unfolding right before our eyes every day. Verses in the Bible are today's headline news. Don't be ignorant, but be an informed believer. Join Brother Eben for the next 60 minutes and be blessed. Get this edition and others from spiritissues.info.
We'll be going home.
Good evening to all listeners. Thank God for another Saturday. I'm Eben. It's always a privilege to come your way. All right, we've been discussing the issue of deception and all that is happening in the body of Christ in these times. And this week I really call this week a prophetic week or whatever. I mean, a lot of prophecy, prophetic, this. Yeah, it just falls in line with what we've been talking about, the deception and all. And I'll play an interesting audio for you to hear it and understand the seriousness of the deception that we are talking about. And I believe you'd learn something this evening, because a lot is happening, and I believe we have to be serious as believers and understand the severity of the deception that the Bible warned about. Because, you know, there's a good reason why, I mean, Jesus will explicitly talk about deception in the last days. And we are seeing it, I mean, plainly and openly. Sorcerers, I mean, masquerading as prophets and all that, openly. We are seeing it. And I believe it's important we get to understand the times we are in. All right, greetings to everyone, listeners, various parts across the world, different parts of the country and all that. All right, so let's start with the news. And we have a few news items, and then we get into serious business. All right, so Turkish foreign minister calls on Muslim countries to be united against Israel's Gaza takeover plan. Muslim nations must act in unison and rally international opposition against Israel's plan to take control of Gaza City, Turkish Foreign Minister Hakan Fidan said on Saturday after talks in Egypt. We have schools launch, quote, out of sight ban. Okay, out of sight, quote unquote. So schools launch out of sight ban to crack down on students' cell phone use. This is very interesting. As students return to school, many are finding, this is in the US, as schools have reopened after summer break, many are finding one rule change that's not to their liking. Numerous school districts throughout the country are instituting policies prohibiting the use of cell phones and other electronic devices. Several school districts in North Texas and others have adopted an out-of-sight policy. NBC's DFW affiliate reported this week as classes got underway. The policy requires students to turn off their phones and keep them stored in a backpack or locker during the school day, including lunch and other non-instructional periods. Texas Governor Greg Abbott signed House Bill 1481 into law earlier this summer, which mandates that all public school districts in the state have a policy in place regarding students' use of personal electronic devices by September 18. Several educators, such as Carly McGullen, Executive Director of Instructional Leadership for the Grapevine Coleyval Independent School District strongly believe the law will eliminate distractions and improve students' focus. It has been a huge distraction. That constant vibrating of the notifications and that constant ringing in the classroom, that's not what's best for students, McCullen said. And there's a lot of research that shows how detrimental that is to focus, to acquiring of knowledge, and to the retention of content over time. McMullen said, told NBC5 that teachers in the Grapevine Coleyval School District have witnessed positive changes for themselves and their students ever since the administration enacted the policy prohibiting the use of personal communication and electronic devices last year. Teachers did see students who are less distracted, more engaged, she said. We saw bad behaviors reduced. So as a whole, it had a very positive impact across all of our campuses. If a parent needs to contact their child during the school day, many Tazar school districts already have policies in place advising them to call the front office, the news station added. Texas isn't the only state where the school districts have been taking steps. Other states are also doing the same. Several students and educators within the LA school district also reported observing positive changes after the school board voted to expand its existing phone ban last summer, according to the report. So 2 months after LAUSD voted on the policy, California Governor Gavin Newsom signed Assembly Bill 3216, also known as the Phone Free School Act, which requires schools to ban or limit the use of smartphones during school hours. The bill also mandates every public school district and charter school have a policy limiting smartphone use by July 1st, 2026. I mean, why 2026? I mean, just enact it now and implement. You know, the issue of phone usage, tablet usage, there's no debate about it. It has a negative consequence on users, children, toddlers, teenagers, the youth. I mean, the addictive aspect of these devices, the apps, the constant dopamine feeling of, you know, that feel good, always wanting to be online, to keep scrolling, always to see something, to hear something, alerts, notifications. So there's this constant attention seeking that is going on, and it's not good. So it's good this thing is happening. I read this report from Scotland or so, where one district, the parents all agreed, or the four schools in the parents agreed that they are going to stop their children from using devices at school and control at home too, and it brought a positive result, just as this report is talking about. So clearly it's a good thing, and this is where parents should understand that it's not good to buy these things for the children when they are young. They are not of age, and even if they are to use it, it shouldn't be as if it's like it's their property. No, they are being given the thing just to use for a short while, and then it's taken off. Taken from them. But when it's as if it's their own, they own it, so they can do whatever with it, sleep with it, and just do whatever, then clearly, the children are not being helped, and this is something parents have to really take note. All right, so we have this report that says over 400 acts of hostility against U.S. churches in 2024. Gun-related incidents more than doubled. So more than 400 acts of hostility were recorded against churches in the United States in 2024, with a sharp rise in gun-related incidents, according to a new report released by the Family Research Council. The incidents highlighted in the group's hostility against churches in the United States report released Monday morning ranged from vandalism and arson to gun-related threats, bomb hoaxes, and physical assaults. The Washington-based conservative Christian advocacy organization documented 415 hostile acts across 43 states, affecting 383 churches, based on the open source documents, media reports, and official records. The total was slightly lower than the 485 incidents identified in 2023, but remained well above the yearly totals from 2018 through to 2022. Since January 2018, the organization has tracked 1,384 incidents. Although the motivations for many of these incidents remain unknown, the rise in crimes against churches is taking place in a context in which fewer Americans are attending religious services or identifying with a specific faith, the report quotes. Interesting. All right. This is a good one from Uzbekistan. I mean, this is not a country you often hear of. This is the headline. I saw the nail-pierced hands of Jesus. Supernatural dreams are fueling Christian revival in Uzbekistan. Today, Uzbekistan is an overwhelmingly Muslim country with Islam deeply woven into its national identity and culture. Historically, Bukhara served as a major center. Okay, I think it's a city. Bukhara served as a major center for the spread of Islam across Central Asia through its various religious schools known as mandrasas, and its majestic mosques drawing students from around the world. Although Christians make up less than 0.3% of the population, there are signs of openness and spiritual hunger emerging from Uzbeks. It's difficult to provide systemic education for Christian leaders, said Sergei Rabuka of Mission Eurasia. But in recent years, thanks to the current government, we've seen significant progress and potential. His organization is helping train a new generation of Christian leaders through an innovative and informal program called School Without Walls. We don't have classrooms, registration lists, or certificates, Rabuka told CBN News. What we do have is living faith, deep experience, and a growing number of young Christians eager to be trained and equipped. A local pastor we interviewed confirmed the shift. Quote, today many Uzbeks are open to hearing about Jesus, he said. They want to read the word of God. They ask us to pray for them and invite us into their homes. In Bukhara, worship pastor Alex leads three house churches. He says music has played a powerful role in helping Muslims open their hearts. We are witnessing how God is miraculously touching people's lives, he said. We sit on the floor, share tea, then sing and explain how Jesus touched our lives. Many Muslims then tell us about the dreams they've had of Jesus. One told Alex, I saw Jesus in a dream. He showed me his hands. I saw the nail pierced prints, and he said, come to me. Wow. Lovely, 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 lovely. Okay. Then we come to Nigeria. And when you hear it, you know that's something not pleasant. New report reveals that over 7,000 Christians have been killed in Nigeria so far in 2025. That's a serious, staggering number. Islamic extremists and radicalized Heda militias have killed over 7,000 Christians within the first 220 days of 2025. A new report from a civil society organization estimates, as human rights advocates continue to criticize the Nigerian government's inability to protect Christians. The Anambra-based International Society for Civil Liberties and Rule of Law, headed by a Christian criminologist and researcher, Emeka Imwe Balasi, reported that at least 7,087 Christians were massacred across Nigeria from January 1st until August 10th. During that time, no fewer than 7,800 others were violently seized and abducted for being Christians, the report estimates. The organization relies on what it deems to be credible local and foreign media reports, government accounts, reports from international rights groups and eyewitnesses to compile statistical data. All right. And then the last news item, we come to our own Ghana. And it's connected to what I'm going to really talk about. But let me just share the news first and then I take a break and I come back. Presidential envoy directs religious leaders to submit prophecies for review. So the Office of the Presidential Envoy for Interfaith and Ecumenical Relations has urged religious leaders across the country to formally submit any prophecy or spiritual insights of national significance to its office for urgent review. In a statement issued Sunday 10th August 2025, Elvis Efriang, Presidential Envoy for the Interfaith and Ecumenical Relations Office, noted that the directive specifically applies to prophecies relating to high-profile political leaders, governance, national security, or public stability. The move, according to the statement, is aimed at ensuring responsibility, discernment, and proper stewardship over the nation's destiny, especially in these times of uncertainty. The statement also appealed for intense prayers for the president, the government, state institutions, bereaved families, and the nation following the recent tragic accident involving the government officials, military personnel, and party executives. It further reaffirmed the government's commitment to partnering with faith leaders for the peace and prosperity of Ghana. All right, you are listening to Issues of Life on Spirit 88.3 FM. I will be back after this short break, and then yeah, we take it from there. Okay, so let's play this song by Buffets.
Security of your strong arm tonight. Oh
Lord, we are your children. We're chosen and called by your name. With one heart and purpose we gather to glorify you and proclaim that you, Lord, are a sure foundation. We will not be afraid. The storm comes, we will not be shaken, for by your hand we are saved. Oh, by your hand we are saved.
Oh Lord, we want to glorify your name all over the world, for you've saved us and given us your strength in place of our weakness, and we will proclaim your victory over hell and death. When we face adversity, we will remember that you are our strength, O God. You are our strong tower. And because of that, O Lord, we will not be afraid.
You, Lord, are a sure foundation. We will not be afraid.
We will not be afraid.
When the storm comes, we will not be shaken. For by your hand we are saved.
Yeah.
We are saved. Thank you, Lord.
Hey, I hear you won the chance to have God answer any question you ask.
Yes, I did.
What are you going to ask?
Why do your shoestrings only break when you're in a hurry? You know how that is. You're late for an interview.
Wait, that's it?
Yeah.
You can ask God anything. Why don't you ask him something profound, like, what's the meaning of life?
I thought about that, but that was answered through King Solomon in the Bible.
Oh, well then how about, why do bad things happen to good people?
The book of Job answers that. I wanted to ask something the Bible doesn't address.
What about, what does God want you to do?
The book of John, chapter 6. I tell you, with all the answers the Bible has, reading it is like having God right there in your living room. The thing I didn't see addressed was shoestrings.
Oh, okay. By the way, stressful situations cause you to use excessive force. Thus, you break your shoestrings.
Fine. Now I have to come up with another question.
Another message from Lifeline Productions, the comic strip of radio at lifelinepro.com.
Oh, interesting. All right, so welcome back. This is Eben, the program Issues of Life on Spirit 88.3 FM. So I believe, the nation has been through a very troublesome and worrying period of mourning. And in the midst of it, I mean, the prophecies here and there, videos here, radio stations, I mean, playing, interviewing. And one prophet really came in the limelight, you know, because the Sunday before the Wednesday that the accident happened, he mentioned the Minister of Defense's name and said he should come and see him. And then earlier there's this video where he was on a radio station in Accra where he was talking about like a plane is going to fall and blah, blah, blah and all that. So, you know, in the midst of it, it's like, oh, this is the true prophet, this is a good prophet, and, you know, the hype and all that. So, but then, you know, we've been talking about we being alert about the deception, the dangers of false doctrines and deception and all that. And I see this is a good case study that I would want us to, but I want you to listen to his own words in other interviews, and that will give you an understanding. And you listen to this and then we'll talk afterwards.
Orifo, I say, but you chip is a crap, what am I? Many muda, but me who no more social media. I hear back up, and I'm busy, Matias here. Prophet, but you're a charismatic sofu, and I soon sorry. I'll bless him, we're a charismatic sofu, and I soon sorry sofu. It did like a rude jabber. Because he's sorry before, like a rule, Jabi, my guide. Any further out, and I will use soon. The person who said, Pacho is soon sorry, sofu, and I charismatic sofu, and son of the more can matter. And I mean, who's over chia, me, Timiso, Miss Mitchell, but Miss Rojimano.
Do baby a fast solid twin chain. Susum Sama Solin, you didn't say, we are so full of my friends who bold here, and to any of my uncles, why I will be. Now, go point to one who's so fast off a bar. Nanama conform a good Sabay Yapemin, so in a bar, young Kankuran, your redeemed Bible, your motons. Well, who sound also your powerful man of God said, then, when you put your uncle bomb pie, I'm on you, but your goon say ye are pie, Tietino, your goon say ye are pie, a ya pie. Ya mamra insoni ni panaba urade di tumi ama nsu asase mframa obi a woni tumi akane no wahini nie odifo nie na konfo nie anene ayemfo ne baaye no wabeyi asofo ne fra kunwa no akonfo no so ati wono so ne nkrofo ayire no mdeda
ah ti tumi na dwane
tumi wahefa tumi na dwane ensu ensu atwa enwa hie agbo ye ho ba tumi tumi
ya pia
ali atwa de ya pia nsoni na si store idi ame sira ne se Jubilee House Flash Star House
with the two the government and toma na
o me nka bibia mpo the government office no se omo appointee nipa ya nkomo we se benya akonfo mi enu bi Adi akofio ni enye sunsun asofo mi enu mu ade bi alish mi enu mi ensem bi akofio so asofo ehun akonfo bi hu mo ma ya
escape bi anyira
o ali
anu be gwa ma gan ya hu ni ada yanim yiye
ale chwe nya me di asem ne maya wo maye hu kwan na wa kire de yenye anu ne na no me di message ba me si na nanu mu ntwa nyane na asofo ade nya me asem aba na wo kire se nananum ntwa nwan se bisan ko beka se nwan twa de nka ya abosom sem ba ma kire se nananum yi apaye no mu ntwa nwan ali message we yan kire won akwan wie
ya mfa ne kwan so
obi yan fa ne kwan so ye yan fo yan pa ye nta ye kire afa na to twa time a profession by e nyi apaye wo de se nsuo ba be unity me say on your radio station obema obema omo mo report mo from the reporters akofa reporter ba se nsuo kum nipa ensuo kum nipa ali edu ba bi o se yi apaye ma nananom nananom ti ase se nananom mo mfa nche ye na asase yaton ali ye ma nananom enyo ma fam asofo enyo ma fam de
me ba se bi busa di fo bi question ma ye fa na di fo like roja
like
ye fa na roja and a prophet roja me ba se bi busa di fo no question ba ko pe o ye sunsun sori sofo ano e charismatic sofo me ba se bi hu se di fo roja se se ahi fa na ogira
odi yesu achi and that's what the Moses
say se odi yesu achi ana odi Moses achi
sanetie
minim de ntia mi busa sa question no
ali roja me both benedict kimita the god of fire the god of fire the god of fire I am both benedict you know edin roja no enye edin ame nane me majade e ma me but roja am both benedict by his grace by his grace by his grace e san se se incense no wan so mpuna bofo nsane e bofo bi wa pa bi sham o padie champa wo sifo ma na wo nanu na me friend am se na wo sifo na padu sham ne dia ne mfanto
eh
o padu sham afa dia de to be den abra ne nto o de ba ye nso no ye chimni se ja ne di ja tun na dare ntia ya ba bonte ne be ma wo nkom sha wo dia opa wo dia fa me sofo se o hwire yi da won na so straight.
Okay, you heard it for yourself. So you see, these are very serious statements. You know, earlier the other person asking charismatic. You know, that statement alone is funny. That one is, I think, that's Adagraja or whatever his name. He is asking that because he also knows that Roja, that angel. You see, so this alone should tell you something. When they are talking about angels. And he said it himself. So it's the name of the angel that is the nickname he's using. And throughout all his things, there's nothing like Jesus, nothing like the Holy Spirit, nothing. I mean, it's purely angel and then the oil, the Florida water. And then, you know, you heard the things he said. So, you see, this is where Christians have to understand that it's not the accuracy of a prophecy or whatever prediction, whatever way you call it, it's not the accuracy of it that means someone is using the Spirit of God. Because as for the seeing, there are malams who see, there are whatever people seeing, people see, there are many people who engage in all sorts of practices and they're able to see into the spiritual realm, but the Spirit, the source of the power that enables them to see, is what is paramount. So as for the accuracy, yes, they can give perfect, 100% accurate prophecies, quote and unquote, whatever, and it will happen. But ultimately, the main aim of their prophecies is for themselves, to elevate themselves and for material gain. And see, so this is what a lot of people sometimes miss. And they say, oh, this person is sharp or deep. And they think that is it. The person is prophesying. So the fact that he said these things alone means the person is of God. Let's read an example, something in the Bible, Acts 16:16-18. And it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with the spirit of divination, met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. And this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out the same hour. All that the girl was saying was true. What she said was true. These men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. True or false? Perfect. She was true. I mean, what she said was true. And someone has sent a message. He says, by whose grace? He kept saying, by his grace. Whose grace? Yeah, that's the. You see, they avoid mentioning Jesus, avoid mentioning the Holy Spirit. So, see, they, if you listen to them well, they are careful about the words they use. His grace. So it sounds godly. It sounds spiritual. I mean, oh, his grace. But his grace can mean that his can mean all sorts of, any spirit can be his. So which his? You see, so if you are not careful and you just look or listen to the prophecy, oh, he said it and it came to pass. Now look at the way he's trending all over. And because he was specific and it happened, like he mentioned the minister's name Sunday at church, and then Wednesday this thing happened. Can you imagine the rich people, the businessmen, the politicians who will be scared? It's like, hey, Charlie, this guy is powerful. Let's go and see him. So, Charlie, it's open season. Market is going to boom seriously because he has been able to market himself well, and the results is there for everyone to see. He said it and it happened. And it's like, so people would flock to his place, consultancy, whatever, a quantity, and then he'll be making his money. So you see, this is how they operate. So as for the accuracy, never be deceived by the accuracy of a prophecy to determine that someone is of God or not. No. Because diviners, soothsayers, sorcerers, witch doctors, malams, all of them, they see. They have third eye, they see into the spiritual realm. So as to foretelling that something is going to happen, it's not a difficulty. They are able to say it. It may or may not happen, but when they're able to say it and it can happen, so when it happens, the credit is like, wow, then the person is powerful. So now we can trust him. We can believe him. Okay, so then people will be coming. So as a believer, we should be careful about how we assess these things, because if we just move by the fact that, oh, this person is deep, this person is mentioning phone numbers, is mentioning this, is able to say this. As for those things, if that is the only criteria you use to determine if someone is of God, then you can easily be exposed to deception, because the scene, there are people who are seen with other medium, other sources from, what is the source of that power? You see, so when you just move with the showmanship, the public showmanship, it's like he mentions phone number, he mentions somebody's house address, he mentions all those things, and then, yay, professor, hey, then the whole place, action. It's like people are excited. This doesn't mean the thing is from God. So as a believer, we should be alert. You see, when you go through their messages, you listen to them when they are doing programs, you see their videos and all that. I mean, then Jesus is out of the equation. It's out. They don't talk about Jesus in any way, in any form. There's one category who Jesus is not part of their operations. Then there are also those who mention Jesus, but they mean another Jesus. That's also another category. I mean, I see them as even more of a dangerous group than those who don't mention Jesus at all. Because those mentioning Jesus, you know, as if you read, I mean, that's 2 Corinthians, I believe. I read it the other time. Another Jesus. Clearly, we should know. I think that's 2 A minute. Yeah, 2 Corinthians 11:4. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom ye have not preached, we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit, which ye have not received, or another gospel, which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him. So, as for the Jesus, there's another Jesus. So there are people who are also mentioning Jesus, and it's not the real Jesus you and I know. So they are also, I see their deception as a higher level, because the fact that the Jesus is mentioned is easy to let people believe that they are of God. You see, so if we are to test the spirit, then it goes just beyond the things you see and you hear. Oh, he did this, he said this, and it happened, and then so that means it's of God. No. Recently I saw one former false one was those who were using marine spirit, and he was making his some of his confessions, and at a radio station I saw it on YouTube, and he made a statement which is very startling. He said the vast majority of the prophets we are seeing around are not using the spirit of God, because he was one of them, and now he has stopped, and he is saying what he knows from his experience, because there were some, I mean, said he will not mention names of course, but some that he, they were in the same group, the same societies and all. So when somebody in there tells us that the vast majority of the prophets we have around are not using the spirit of God, well, is it surprising? I don't believe so, because if you read exactly what Jesus said in Matthew 24 verse 4, and Jesus said unto them and said, Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceives you. Verse 5, for many shall come in my name saying I'm Christ, and shall deceive many. Verse 11, and because that's 12 rather, okay, 11, and many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. Keywords: many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many to many. So if Jesus said this will happen, it has to happen. So the fact that we are in the end time, which I believe you know, there's no need to argue about it. The fact that we are in the end times, we should expect that many false prophets will be with us. So many prophets will be masquerading as true, because how else can they deceive if they don't mingle with us to be like the true? Because you can only deceive if you are, you wear a camouflage and pretend to be part of the system. Chameleon, change yourself and be. So just as Paul said in 2 Corinthians 11, another Jesus. So he's also mentioning Jesus, but he's mentioning another Jesus. He's using another spirit. He's preaching another gospel. But when you say, oh, prophets, we are all in here, they all come. I heard roughly, they say about 200 or so prophecies have been submitted to the office. I said, hey, here comes trouble. Because you see, God have mercy on this country. Because you see, when 200 prophecies, I mean, it's serious. If the floodgates open like this, the good, the bad, and the ugly, they are all submitting their own. That office, Mr. Free Anchor has a lot of work to do, because you need a level of discernment to really be able to shift the wrong from the right, and then to sift through, go through. It's not an easy task, because we know majority are wrong, majority are false. Clearly, what you receive more of the falsehood than the truth, and the difficulty comes in even when now the falsehood, because they are also seen, some are seen but not seen with the right spirit, they will also still tell you something which is likely to happen. So now it becomes a dicey situation. I mean, so this whole prophetic thing, if it's not well handled, it can become something ugly. Yes, because you see, when now you can't trust exactly what you are hearing, the source is not, you are not sure of it. If you don't really address it well, it becomes a problematic thing. You see, and these people, what they seek is the needed attention. And then once they get you, you are hooked to them. They'll be telling you things. It's like as a way of You are always dependent on them. That's how it operates. So I know of instances where I was told of this woman who was traveling from Accra to Kumasi and got to Nkoko and remembered that she has left her oil that she was supposed to use for safe travel to Kumasi. So this woman got down from Nkoko going back to Accra and said, you have traveled 2.5 hours or 3 hours, left with 1.5 hours to Kumasi. You see, this is the topic I was talking about, or I'm still talking about, this deception and false doctrine. Because so now you are in bondage, because now you live in fear, because you fear that if you don't go with whatever you are exposed, you will die, something will happen. So if you've traveled the longer distance, Accra to Kumasi, okay, those times the road was better than now, that is this very long journey. So you, let's assume the normal 4 hours for the sake of this discussion. You've traveled 2.5 hours and you realize you've left your travel protection oil. So you are getting down, alighting at Nkoko, take another car back to Accra. So another 2.5 hours again. So you are going to travel 5 hours without the oil. You see, so now you can imagine the fear this person is in. And that's one of the things, one of their character traits. They manipulate people, so it's like you can't do without them. So you have people who, when they're about to, every step, everything, they have to tell their prophets, every step of the way, I'm going to do this. Should everything, because you see, now they control your life. They control your life fully. You see, and that is what a lot of these people seek to do. So when now they're able to make gains into the system, then they are controlling the system. That's why we have to be very careful about who we follow, where we go, who we allow to lay hands on us, who we sit under his ministration, who we allow to touch us, anoint us, or whatever. Because the deception is real. It's very, very serious. It's really serious. That's why we have to be careful. I know of a case, it's a long time I got in touch with her. She was, a listener of this program, and she told me this herself. Of a prophet came into their church. She told me this about some years back. And when the prophet came, this woman's daughter, the one who told me, her daughter apparently has the gift of prophecy. You see, and because they can see, these false guys can see, he was able to see that the girl has that gift. And normally they would want to contaminate such genuine gifts. So she told the mother of the child, like them doing the ministration, whatever, then the girl should fast, the mother and the girl, either the mother or Luna or the girl, both of them, one of them should fast 21 days. Yeah, I remember 21 days. So this fasting commenced. And the girl started, so it was the mother who was supposed to fast 21 days. And the girl the first day she started, the girl fell sick. Serious sickness. And then it worsened as the fasting was going on, the severity of the sickness. And this is not hospital type of sickness, because they can't see anything, they can't trace anything. And yet the girl was getting worse as the fasting was progressing. Then, thank God, she dreamt. And an angel told her that she should stop the fasting, or else, if she proceeds to the 21st day, the girl will be initiated into the Marine Kingdom, and that is it. So immediately she stopped the fasting, and as soon as she stopped, the girl recovered. You see, so this is the reality of what we are talking about, the deception in the system. This is the reality. Three men went to, let me finish with this, by this last case. Three men, they went to the same Bible school, they were all friends, and they finished. Then, the third one, okay, two did their ministries were growing, like doing very well and all that. So a third one who was struggling with his church, small church, struggling to grow the church and all that, I mean, came to Kumasi and then met the other two, the two who were in Kumasi, and their churches were doing well. So it's like, oh, I mean, of course, I mean, schoolmates, friends, and so interaction, and it's like, got to know that, oh, like, he is struggling in ministry, his church is not doing well, and they are obviously doing well, nice cars and all that. So since they were friends, they agreed, okay, so then we'll help you, show you where we went, so they set a date, and they went to somewhere around the lake, the Bono area, the lake side, there was some train area, some Malambi there, and they showed him that, oh, this is where we came, this is where our power is from, and all that. So it's like, yeah, no, he now, I'm surprised, like, if they tell you, we are taking you somewhere, I mean, where? Pastor, if it's not the Holy Spirit, it's not prayer, it's not fasting, where are you going to, that the church will grow? I mean, but, well, he went thinking, I don't know why, what he was thinking anyway. So told them, oh, okay, so he's going to think about it and prepare, and then, and that is how come he told a senior pastor, whose close friend is my senior brother, and that's how come I got to know about this. This is the reality. This is the reality. So when we talk about the deception that is really serious and around us, and that we should be careful, it is not a fiction, it's not some fake news, fake story, something. It is really the case that we are having a lot of falsehood around us. That's why, you see, and for all these people, there's one common denominator that runs through. The true word of God is absent. They rarely, really proper teaching, preaching, proper word-based doctrine is missing. It's one cardinal sign. The word is missing. Because, you see, they, most of them, they don't even have the word themselves in the first place. Even if they have the word in them, they won't teach you and show you the truth, because if you, I mean, he himself is not having the truth. How can you share the truth with you? You see, so the word is important. That's why as believers, we should do everything to prioritize the word of God more than ever before. Because the season that we've entered, you know, let me give a scenario, for instance. Assuming I didn't have the word in me, assuming other people who also have the word in them didn't know the word, didn't have the Holy Spirit, didn't have discernment, didn't have the word in them. When you hear like this, the foul I prayed, I was just playing, except if you hear him talking, if you don't have the Spirit of God in you, you don't have discernment, you don't have the word in you, how would you know that these things are red flags that you should see as danger? You see nothing wrong with it. You see, so this same thing I played, a baby Christian will hear it and, oh, nothing, I mean, a baby Christian will see nothing wrong with what I played. Because so far as he's concerned, if you use a Christian, you can use incense, you can use Florida water, if you endorse killing of animals for sacrifice, there's nothing. What is greater again than the blood of Jesus? After Christ has come to die, why do we need any other blood as a substitute? You see, so these are basic principles of Christianity. Yet you have Christians, supposed Christians, who, because of lack of understanding of the word, lack of knowledge, who see nothing wrong with it and defend these things and actually go there and follow them. You see, so the word of God is so paramount. It's so important. I mean, we are in a season where if Jesus says it's going to increase, then it means it will increase. And you see, that verse 24:11, Matthew 24:11, to me is one of the most, I mean, dangerous verses that people don't pay attention to. If many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many, that means the church is in trouble. Many, I mean, if many will be deceived in the end times, hey, it means we must do, if you've not been deceived already, thank God. But then now that means going forward, you must do everything and anything to ensure that you are not deceived. Because the fact that you are not deceived today does not mean you cannot be deceived tomorrow. I mean, because it's the battle is ongoing. So, I mean, there's nothing like the battle has ended. No. Till Christ comes or till we leave, the battle of deception is going to rage and continue. So the fact that we are not deceived now shouldn't make us complacent. It shouldn't make us feel, oh, okay, then we are safe. No, we are not safe. Because we are going to hear and see more convincing things that if we are not careful, even the very elect can be deceived. Yes, that's where we are headed. We are still progressing towards, so the deception curve is increasing, is going higher and inching higher, because it's going to get worse and worse and worse and worse till Christ comes. So the fact that Christ hasn't come, it means that the deception is going to progress. So if the deception is a progressive operation, then if you are not deceived today, guard yourself, guard your heart, because you can easily be deceived the next day. There's nothing like, oh, I'm complacent. No, we shouldn't be complacent. Rather, these warnings should encourage us to be more focused and serious with the word of God, so that we feed and grow ourselves in the word more and more, because that is the surest way, having the word in us, ensuring that the Holy Spirit is with us. Nothing like joking, playing with the worldly, oh, it doesn't matter type of thing, away them, because no. I mean, there's no room for playing games with these spiritual things. There's no room for it, because you see, the devil is not joking. We have to understand that principle. He is not joking. He means business, especially knowing the times we are in, and he knows his time is getting shorter and shorter. He means business. And see, deception, as for the world, those who are not saved, they're already in a scam, so there's nothing to worry about. They're already his. So his attention is on those who are not in his camp. And that's the reason why he would have false prophets. Ask yourself, what is the essence of false prophets? What is their role? What is their purpose? It's to deceive those who are not deceived yet. Think about it well. If everybody is deceived, there's no need to have false prophets, because everybody is deceived already, so then yin ya, we are all off. But the fact that it's not everybody who is deceived, the agenda is, okay, then to have more people being deceived, let's produce more falsehood, more false prophets, so that they can have, the equation will be more. So the ratio of, you know, just like we have the statistics, teacher-student ratio, nurses-patient ratio, doctor-to-patient ratio, the prophet, false prophet to false, Christian ratio too, should be high, so that they can get more. So this is the seriousness of this whole discussion of the deception, the false doctrine, and all. It's so important, because, you know, this is just a case study of, you know, I mean, because it's a trending thing, that's why I use it as a case study, so that we can all, I mean, agree, we can all see, because it's a, the video has trended, it's been all over, people are hearing and seeing and all. So it's a case study that people can easily relate to. But there are many out there. I mean, many out there. There are some you don't know, you don't hear their names. Some are not on TV, some are not on radio, they are not online. But they are out there. So we should ensure that we are staying in our lane. You know, there are people who, like, hey, Pastor, they're on your shikra, on your sharp, on your deep. So it's like, oh, chale, sofubuaho. Those believers who, like, they are sitting under a good teacher, good pastor, word is being taught, and all, they don't like that one. They want to hear things. Somebody is wearing this red pants and this, that's what they want to hear. you know, that's what excites them. Huh? So I remember seeing one video of that woman who has been jailed, Agrada, and this the lady said she took trotro from one part in Accra to go there, and then got there, and then it's like narrating the story, Christ, like, so I mean, you realize that people are just inquisitive. They just want to see something. And you realize, so there are some who sometimes, when you, by the grace of God, when you are like, you are not deceived, and you see some of these things on TV, you ask yourself, ah, so why are people going there? I mean, what's wrong with these people who follow these people? I mean, you always wonder. But the issue is, there are some who, just out of curiosity, they just want to see. But because these things are spiritual, they go, and then now some can't stop. They can't leave again. They are hooked to the place and all these things. The vast majority of people who are falling for these things, because of the lack of the word in them. So they are falling prey to the deception, and then that's the whole big issue. Okay, I have a few messages. Okay. Let me read. Okay, so this one says, if there are prophets and men of God to review the prophecies that will be submitted, can they see and hear from God? Or is it that they don't trust those men of God at the presidency? Oh, okay. No, they brought this option of submission of the prophecies as a way of sanitizing the airspace a bit, because when after the crash, it was becoming really something. I mean, so I think they thought, okay, let's use this channel as a way of, instead of everybody saying this and this, okay, so that at least you bring it quietly, and then so I think sincerely they had it in mind as a way of sanitizing the airspace, and looks like they bit it more than they can chew, because if you receive 200 in less than a week. This one says, Brother Ben, I told my husband these prophets are fake because God revealed to redeem. God help us to shine our eyes. Okay. All right. So, yeah. So I believe, you know, we have to be serious about these things, and let's be more prayerful. We need to pray for the nation as well. We need to pray for the leaders. Because there's one other thing about some of these people, they also have the, you know, because of the spirits they use, some are able to also initiate evil things as well, as a way of proving that they said it and it has happened. So now that they've really gone out and they are just talking plenty, saying this more is coming, this is coming, that means we need to pray. We have to pray for the government, I mean, the political leaders, and in general, we have to pray. We have to be prayerful. The season is really some way, so we have to be prayerful as Christians. And I mean, of course, the Bible instructs us to pray for those in authority, so it's in order if we do so. And I believe it will be a blessing for all of us as we continue to bear them up in prayer, and we pray for ourselves and our families and all that. All right, thank you for listening to this edition of Issues of Life. Last week's edition, to be playing on the Spirit FM Plus, the Word channel. So if you go to spiritfmplus.com, the Word channel, 9 p.m., the last week's edition will be repeated there. And then today's edition has been recorded. It will be repeated on the Word channel to 7 p.m. tomorrow evening on the Word channel there. spiritfmplus.com. So those are purely for online users, I mean, those who have access to the internet and all. So thank you for tuning in, and God bless you. God willing, next week we come your way again with Issues of Life. Good night, and God bless you.
Great content, rich positive music from the Ashanti Kingdom.